On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Coming up in about a half hour, our pal Carrington Harrison, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, going to join the program as we go behind enemy lines, get you geared up for Monday night's massive showdown between the Commanders and the Kansas City Chiefs. Monday will be a burgundy and gold game day right here on the Team 980. You'll hear from Kevin Sheehan, 10-1. You'll hear from the Rooster, Chris Russell, 1-4. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, will lead us into the pregame show. Myself and Denton Day live from Honor Brewing in Fairfax. If you're looking for a place to come hang out and watch the game, join myself and Denton Day live from Honor Brewing in Fairfax. We'll be on live on YouTube for the pregame show, and then we're back on YouTube from the two-minute warning all the way through halftime. And then in the fourth quarter, the waning moments of the football game, we're back with you on YouTube as well from the two-minute warning all the way until the final whistle as we bring you the Burgundy and Gold postgame show as well. So a big-time show, a big-time day coming up Monday right here on the Team 980. We're going to let you hear from Cliff Kingsbury coming up here momentarily, but before we get to that, I do want you to begin to line up on the phones with your calls, your expectations for this Washington Commanders offense coming up on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs, your expectations for Marcus Mariota, your expectations for the offense as a whole, as we will see the return of one Terry McLaurin. He spoke to the media after practice today and had this to say about returning to the lineup.
I've never dealt with that injury before, so I didn't really know what to expect. I just trusted the medical staff and everything just to try to stay according to the plan that was laid out for me. And, you know, as you go, like, I'm an explosive athlete, so, you know, a lot of things that part of my game I need to feel that are 100% before I can put myself out there, because I'm not only hurting the team, but I'm hurting myself. So that's part of it as well, being able to accelerate and run by people and slam on the brakes. That's my game, you know what I mean? So, you know, my injury hindered a lot of that, but I feel really good right now.
Music to my ears. Probably the best piece of audio I'd have heard all damn week. And this is what I continued to say from the moment we found out about this injury, knowing that it was something that's soft tissue. You expect it to linger throughout the course of the season, but I take Terry at face value when he says, hey, look, I wasn't going to put myself back out there until I felt like myself, right? And the hope is, my fingers are crossed when I say this, anytime you're dealing with a soft tissue injury like this, the big thing that you concern yourself with is, does this linger? Does he have any sort of setback when you get into real game action? Because I give all the credit in the world to the Commanders training staff, the coaching staff, everybody that was a part of Terry McLaurin's rehab. They deserve all the credit in the world. But you can rehab all day long. There is nothing that can simulate or replicate what it is to play full speed in an NFL game. And until that happens, I don't think we will truly know or understand where Terry McLaurin is at. But I do take him at his word. I do think that he is healthy. All the video that we've seen online on social media leads me to believe that, yeah, Terry McLaurin is going to be A-OK. And more importantly, he'll be able to make a big-time impact coming up on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. We talked about it yesterday. To me, the impact of having Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel go far beyond the pass game, I think the biggest beneficiary, as we mentioned yesterday, is going to be this Commanders rushing attack. Will the rush lanes change? Certain coverages you'll get and won't get because those two guys are on the field. So super duper excited about that. We briefly touched on this yesterday. I feel like the offense is, one, going to have to go out and win this football game for Washington if Washington's going to leave Arrowhead with a W. But more importantly, I think for this offense, they got to show some consistency, man. And we've talked about this all year long, right? The consistency or lack thereof with that group has really, to me, been their biggest Achilles heel, right? Their biggest Achilles heel all year long has been the inconsistency on offense. And I keep going back to our expectations for the team heading into the year. When everyone talked about regression, right, a lot of us here locally got upset. We pushed back saying, no. Jayden Daniels and company are too good for any sort of regression. You can make the argument that seven games in, this team has regressed a wee bit, and that's okay. But why they have regressed is the bigger talking point to me. And I continue, if no one else will do it, I will. I continue to say that, hey, look, we've got to hold this offense accountable. I know they're at the top of the league in pretty much, you know, every major statistical category outside of the traditional pass game. They're the best running team in the National Football League. They're top 12 in terms of yards per game. They're top 12 in terms of points per game. But the bottom line is, and the Chicago game is the game that sticks in my mind the most, but you can circle back to last week as well, they have to make the most out of each and every one of their opportunities. They just do. And it feels like at times throughout the course of this year, they have left a little bit too much meat on the bone for my liking, right? And it goes back to their inefficiencies on third down. It goes back to the turnover margin. All that stuff has to improve because Cliff Kingsbury hit it on the head last week. We were lucky to be going into week number six with a record of 500, knowing the third down woes, knowing the turnover margin and how that has hurt this group throughout the course of the year as well. So Monday night, that's one of the biggest things I'm looking for. Will this offense be able to get back on track? I want you to begin to line up on the phones at 301-230-0980. Give me your expectations for the offense on Monday night, knowing that Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel will be back into the lineup. The other piece that's a little bit different offensively this week is the fact that Marcus Mariota is under center, being the starting quarterback for your Washington Commanders. Cliff Kingsbury spoke about Marcus being the starter this week earlier this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, he's been tremendous, really. I think going back to last year, was a tough spot this last week. We didn't play very good overall. We were down big. You know, he had one throw he'd like to have back, but just his command of the offense, the way he leads, the way he prepares, the way he's played in the games has been really good. So not much will change. We'll try to do stuff that he likes, specific to him, and try to tailor the game plan to that. But other than that, we'll just cut it loose and let it go.
Got to. And I'll take it a step further in terms of what they need from Marcus Mariota. How do they get the best out of Marcus Mariota? One, he can't turn the football over. In each of the games that he's appeared in this year, he has turned the football over. That simply can't happen. It's a non-negotiable. It's unacceptable. I cannot tolerate it. I cannot live with it. It makes my brain erupt. But outside of him turning the football over, he's actually played pretty well in relief of Jayden Daniels. But going into Monday night against Kansas City, going up against another high-octane offense, I don't want Marcus Mariota pressing and trying to do too much. So the big thing that I think about is this: how will Washington support Marcus Mariota as the starting quarterback. I don't want him dropping back 35 to 40 times in the contest. That is a recipe for disaster, no matter who is under center. That is just not the overall identity of this Washington Commanders football team right now. They thrive. They need balance. They thrive on balance, and they damn sure need balance, point blank. And the last 2 weeks in particular, from my vantage point at least, we've seen this run game take a little bit of a step back. But the big reason for that is when you don't have Terry, when you don't have Debo, the numbers game in the box is not going to be favorable for you. In Dallas, with their fast linebackers screaming downhill, they're running run blitzes, you really had no answer. Interior penetration killed you. The 9 and 8 man boxes killed you. When you have Debo Samuel and Terry McLaurin on the perimeter, not only does it help out Marcus Mariota, I think it helps out this Washington Commanders run game as well. A piece of this offense that needs to get back on track. Terry can go out and have zero catches for all I care. It's feeling his impact out there. It's the respect that he gets from opposing defensive coordinators is why it's so important to have him out there. And I will just say this, mentioned it yesterday. The last time that those three cast of characters were on the field together, talking about Mariota, Debo, and Terry, you scored 41 points against the Las Vegas Raiders. Line up on the phones, though. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your expectations for the offense on Monday Night Football against Kansas City, and then more specifically, what are you expecting in Terry McLaurin's return? Your call's next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
A simple city! 301-230-0980 is the number here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Adele Willingham, alongside the super producer, Anthony Haney. We will take you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we'll go behind enemy lines, getting the latest on the Kansas City Chiefs with our pal Carrington Harrison. 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City will join the program to tell us what it is and what it ain't about the 4-3 Kansas City Chiefs. A team that if the playoffs started right now, y'all, Kansas City would be on the outside looking in. That is after the L.A. Chargers' big win last night on Thursday Night Football. They would be the winner currently of the AFC West, and then KC doesn't have a good enough record to be a wild card either. So don't let the records fool you. They're hitting their stride at a good point in the season, and it feels like, for my money, they are the current best team in the AFC, despite the Indianapolis Colts having the best record. I want you to line up on the phones, though. 301-230-0980. Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, both back in the lineup coming up Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. And to me, and we talked about this a lot yesterday, the impact of Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel goes far beyond your traditional passing game. I think they open up the run lanes as well, because to put it, you know, simply, you simply can't play certain coverages and certain looks defensively when Terry McLaurin is out on the field, when Deebo Samuel is out on the field. But the run game, to me, is honestly the most important thing that needs to be remedied here with this Washington Commanders team. It's who they are, right? Exotic, smash-mouth football. We've talked about it all year long, right? The last 2 weeks, they have not lived by that mentality of exotic, smash-mouth football. You struggled with your traditional running game against Dallas, 28 carries for 136 yards. It's 4.9 yards a pop, right? But when you take out some of the chunk runs that you had, your run game was not as impactful on a down-in, down-out basis. The one thing that myself and Doc continue to reiterate when it comes to this Commanders offense is the artist, known as Cliff Kingsbury, going to have the patience to stick with this Commanders rushing attack? Because if he does, we've seen how it's looked, right? When they're getting 30-plus carries on an afternoon, right? The run game for Washington, when it's clicking, is good enough to carry this football team. They're not the best rushing offense in the NFL for no reason, right? It's not by coincidence, right? In terms of yards per play, 5.4, number one in the NFL. In terms of runs of 10 or more yards, number one in the NFL with 28. The run game clicking, to me, is the straw that stirs the drink for this offense. More important than Jaden Daniels, more important than Marcus Mariota or whoever's under center. They must have balance offensively. Cliff Kingsbury spoke about the run game earlier this afternoon and how they have to stick with it.
Yeah, I think it's just game to game. You know, I'm pretty big on, hey, let's see what we're effective in that week and see if we can exploit it the best we can. But I've been impressed with the run game. We had not as much success last week, and they did a lot of things to try and stop that, and got to tip your hat to Dallas. But we can always get better. But I like the efficiency with which we've run the ball so far.
And I know it's not guaranteed they're going to play, but if you get McLaurin and Deebo back this week, how could that kind of help open up things for you in the run game as well?
Yeah, that always helps. There's no doubt. There's certain coverages that teams aren't willing to play when you have guys like that on the field. And so they can definitely help open things up if they're able to go.
Best way I could describe Terry McLaurin, he is the bodyguard for the run game. Straight up. That's the best way that I could put it. He emboldens Cliff Kingsbury to run the ball more because you get way more favorable looks. And then I think about it like this, right? When they go to that 12 and 13 personnel look, and they're running out there with one wide receiver, the fact that it's going to be Terry and not Chris Moore is a win for everybody. No shade to Chris Moore. Love what you and your wife do on TikTok. Y'all are amazing. But when it comes to being a starting outside wide receiver in the NFL, not many dudes do it like number 17. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your expectations for the offense on Monday night against Kansas City, with all the supporting cast being back, Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin, Sam Cosmi. If Jaden Daniels was under center, this was the offense that we've been expecting to see since August. So I definitely think Monday they have an opportunity for some fireworks. But what are your expectations, not just for the offense, But for Marcus Mariota and Terry McLaurin in particular as well, 301-230-0980 is the number. Brian wants to chime in. What's going on, B?
What's up, Danelle? How's it going?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well.
Hey, first of all, man, I'm laughing because you know I love the Google, but I'm driving and thinking. I wonder how many of his callers are saying, what the heck is Simple City?
Hey, man. You know, we tapped in with the culture on this program.
Hey, look, I know what it is. I'm just wondering, man, how many of them are confused. But anyway, listen, I expect us, and this might be a little optimistically biased, but yeah. I expect us to get back on track because it's not hard. In order to be good, you got to have ballers. And when you have Debo and McLaurin, you have ballers. But also, right before you went on break, you said something mm-hmm. that I thought about. You said the last time we had Debo and Terry, we put up 40. My question, I can't remember. That was against the Raiders, right?
Yep. Technically, it was 34 because you had the Jay Lane punt return. But.
34. Hey, look, I'll take that. But here's what I can't remember. Mm-hmm. For that game, was Bill yet the starting feature running back at that time?
So that game, if I'm not mistaken, I'll go back and look at the box score. It felt like it was more of Chris Rodriguez being the feature back. And then that's when McNichols had that big time run that he had. In that game, right. Bill had 8 carries.
Okay, and yeah. That's what I was thinking. So I think that's a little cherry on top, meaning
honestly, yeah.
We have our 2 outside weapons back, but now we're more established in our identity and in our feature running back. So I think for Cliff, he kind of has all his toys back, except for, of course, the quarterback. But I think we bounced back just because of that. We have our weapons back, complemented by a new feature running back who has shown to be dangerous. So those running lanes you're talking about, when Bill hits it, he's shown he can get off. Now, I do have one thing that I'm very mm-hmm. cautious about. I'll say this and then I'll hang up. Man, I have so much respect for Steve Spagnuolo, yes. The defensive coordinator for the Chiefs. I've seen him make mincemeat out of quarterbacks and game plans.
For sure.
So I'm a little nervous in that regard. I think they get the tilt. I'll give him the tilt over Cliff, but I'm hoping for some magic, man. Thanks for taking my call, as always.
Hey, appreciate you, as always, brother. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game on Monday night. 301-230-0980 is the number. So Brian just brought up Steve Spagnuolo, something that we haven't really talked about a lot as we've been preparing for this football game. I think Kansas City, to the casual fan, is looked at as this offensive powerhouse. You want to talk about complementary football? I don't think there's any team in the NFL that embodies it more than the Kansas City Chiefs from an offense, defense, special team standpoint. They're giving up 17.7 points per game. 17.7 points per game. They have the 3rd best scoring defense in the NFL from a yards per game standpoint. They're 5th in the NFL. So, like, this group, as talented as they are offensively, right, as much hype as they get offensively, I think their defense doesn't get nearly the amount of respect that it should. And this is what worries me about Monday night, if I have any concerns. The Kansas City Chiefs are blitzing at the 8th highest rate in the National Football League, meaning they're going to try and get after Marcus Mariota by any means necessary. That's why, to me, I know, and Ant said it yesterday, man, if Cliff had it his way, you know what I'm saying, he'd probably throw the ball 30, 40 times per game. That's what he wants to do. That's who he is at his core. But if they can't establish the ground game on Monday night against Kansas City, we're not going to be able to score. It doesn't matter that Terry's back. It doesn't matter that Debo's back. The most important piece of this Washington Commanders offense is balance. Point blank. That's the case when Jaden is under center. That's also the case when Marcus Mariota is under center. And I'd say it's even more important when Mariota is under center. Because let's be real, right? We all widely consider him the best backup in the National Football League, right? I think we all feel that way about him. But when you ask him to do it all, when you put it all on his shoulders, I think his limitations as a starter, his limitations as a passer come to the forefront. That can't happen on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. They must establish their ground game, and if they can, I think Marcus is in line for a big day. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your expectations for this Washington Commanders offense going into Monday Night Football against KC, knowing that both Debo and Terry McLaurin are going to be back in the lineup. Ken is in Waldorf wanting to chime in. What's up, Ken?
Cool Daddy Sobrad. What's happening? How you doing?
What's going on, brother man? How are you?
I can't call it. Oh, well, I can't call it this weekend. Hopefully, we'll play at least Monday. You know, the one thing that we talk about as far as Spagnuolo, right, is how he can sort of, you know, get the defense going towards a quarterback that may not have a lot of experience. Mariota played the Kansas City Chiefs a few times, so I think he knows what to expect. But he did say in his presser that they kind of come with different looks from here to there, but I think he's seen all of them. So with that being said, like you said, I think we can get the run game going. If we can get ahead of the sticks, if we can get scored, if we can score first, I think we'll be okay. I think we'll open up our defense, which I think was put together for us to be in the lead. Yeah. That way they can come with more blitzes and more exotic looks. But the one thing that I do worry about, one nuance, and we all know about it, is Kansas City, right? And how the
just
NFL
the environment
and the
of being there.
Yep. And the referees, they view Kansas City, man. You know, it's always that phantom holding on first down or that phantom holding on second down that puts you behind the sticks. And those are the things I'm looking at, man. I mean, it's all well and good that we get out there and we get a run game going, but I tell you what, man, it drives me crazy, man, when those refs get involved in the game too much.
That's
the only thing I worry about.
I think you make a really good point, and I'm trying to find the chart here now. I brought it up yesterday on the program. Our pal Sam Hoppin of ESPN put together an EPA chart, expected points added. The Kansas City Chiefs are amongst the league leaders in expected points added by way of penalty. So if you're like Ken and Waldorf and, you know, realize that normally when Kansas City plays, they win the penalty battle, then those numbers kind of back that up. Ken, I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the weekend. I'm trying to find it because that is it's a hell of a point that Ken makes, and I don't know if we've talked about it enough from Washington's vantage point either, right? To me, man, so here it goes. EPA by way of penalties, the team that has the highest EPA as a result of penalties is the Houston Texans, the second highest team, ironically. Oh, no, it's not. I read the table wrong. So the second highest team, or the second lowest team, rather, is Washington at 25-5. Then you got Denver at the highest, minus 28-5. So they're getting impacted in a negative way by penalties more than just about any team in the NFL. Kansas City right near the top of that list as well. So it's going to be paramount that you don't beat yourselves. I low-key feel like that is maybe something we haven't talked about enough with the 2025 Washington Commanders, how penalties have impacted them throughout the course of the season. Now, from a game-in, game-out standpoint, like Washington is bottom eight in terms of penalties per game. And last week and the last 2 weeks in particular, we've really seen the penalties come back to bite them. I don't remember at any point last year, and maybe I'm just totally pulling this out of my ass, but it doesn't feel like at any point last year you had a penalty situation similar to the one that you had on Sunday against Dallas. On Sunday against Dallas, you were penalized 11 times for 118 yards. No matter how you slice it, like that is super difficult to overcome. That is super difficult to deal with, and we talk about this all the time, their margin for error being so small, you can't beat yourselves if you're Washington. That's not turning the football over, right? That's not dropping the football, and that's not committing stupid penalties, something that has plagued this team all year long. Against Dallas, it was 11 penalties for 118 yards. Against Chicago, it felt like you won the penalty battle. You did. You had 5 penalties for 40 yards. You capitalize off of it if the penalty in the flag does go in your favor. 301-230-0980 is the number. Fast Eddie wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
you. Yes, indeed.
I'm sorry to be Debbie Downer, but, man, if it was me, I would just shut everything down right now, man, and move on to next year. I'm telling you right now. I'm
what does that do for you, though?
You know, let's get some picks, man. I mean, we got to get an inside linebacker. We got to get a shutdown corner. We got to get someone to rush the passer. I mean, there is so many holes to fill with this old roster. I told everyone at the beginning of the year, we need to stay healthy. It hasn't happened. If number five ain't playing on Monday night under the lights, it ain't happening. And these guys are supposed to come back, McLaurin and Debo, just, hey, I got an injury, but I'm going to play like I did 3-4 weeks ago before the injury. I'm sorry, man. I'm seeing the Dolphins and the Giants maybe moving forward for wins. I put it out there to my boys. What is it? Seven or under, over and under? What's your prediction? Because, man, as a betting man, I love the burgundy and gold. For many a year, I lost money on it because I was burgundy and gold all day, every day. But right now, man, I'm betting against it. And let's get some draft picks, man. I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to let you talk, brother. I love you, man.
Hey,
I
appreciate
you,
as always, man. I get it. But I can't say that I do. This is the crazy part about all of this. First of all, A.J. Brown is out Sunday for Philadelphia as they take on the Giants for the second time in 3 weeks, a team that they lost to on Thursday Night Football. The Eagles right now are 5-2. You still get to play them twice down the stretch. The number one thing that I continue to harp on, to me, man, the best chance at making the playoffs for Washington is by winning the NFC East. And I know no one's going to want to hear this. Essentially, Monday night doesn't matter. I know no one wants to hear that, though. I know that's like loser talk to some of you all. But to me, man, Monday night doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. It just doesn't. Washington loses Monday night, they're 3-5. You go out and you win your next two, both of which are at home against Detroit, against Seattle, two teams that you actually match up pretty well with, then maybe things look different. Now, maybe I'm taking it a step too far by saying you match up well with them. That probably is a little bit of some wishful thinking. But I know this is going to sound cliche. I know this is going to piss people off. I buy the culture that they're trying to establish over there in Ashburn. I buy the leadership. I buy the guys in-house not letting this thing fall off of the rails. So I think they'll be in the fight all season long, one way or another. But to Fast Eddie's point, at some point you have to get this roster younger. At some point, you have to get some young building blocks here in place. But I'll be real with you. Right now, it's not the time for that. Right now, it's about buckling up your chin strap, putting on your big boy shoes, and getting back into the fight. Because I know what I keep saying. When you fall under 500 in the month of October, it begins to get late early. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll give you our Tuesday morning headline before we get to the 6 o'clock hour. But when we come back, we'll go behind enemy lines with our pal Carrington Harrison, 96.5 The Fan, in Kansas City to give us the latest on the Chiefs next.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It is the Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Janelle Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Right now, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show as we go behind enemy lines, getting you geared up for the big-time showdown Monday night between the Commanders and Chiefs. To do so, we're joined by one of my absolute faves, Carrington Harrison of The Drive in Kansas City. You can check him out 2 to 6 p.m. on 610 Sports Radio, 96.5 The Fan. Character, what's going on, brother? How are you, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Happy to be on with you today, man. Happy to get people ready for Monday Night Football.
I'm about to say, you know, we're not ready for Monday Night Football here in the nation's capital. Based on the way Washington has performed over the past couple of weeks, we'll get to the Burgundy and Gold in a second. Carrington, to the best of your ability, what has happened over the past 2 weeks to where it feels like now all of a sudden Kansas City not only back on track but looking like the clear-cut frontrunner in a loaded AFC?
I mean, I would say it's probably three things. I would say, number one, their offensive line has just been really, really good. This is one of the more cohesive units that the Chiefs have had when it comes to their offensive line in a while, so that's been a major plus. The Chiefs got back Rashee Rice. You could argue that he's their best and most talented offensive skill position player. This is a guy who almost had 1,000 yards his first season. He looks like he was going to be en route to 1,000 yards last year before the injury, had the suspension this season, but he's back. He scored 2 touchdowns last week, and also having Xavier Worthy. Yeah. I think people overreacted to the Chiefs early on in the season. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Eagles, 2 potential playoff teams. I think people were just kind of quick to kind of move on from Kansas City. But now that they've gotten healthier, now that they've found some cohesiveness to their offensive line, we're talking about a team right now that the only team in the AFC that scored more points than them are the Indianapolis Colts, and a defense that you know is going to be top tier. I think this is as well as Kansas City has played probably in 4 years. We were talking about this on my radio show. Wow. I actually think that the team in 2021 that lost to the Tampa Bay Bucks, I actually think that was the best Chiefs team they've had during this run with Mahomes. This team kind of has a lot of those same tendencies. They really knock people out with their offense, and that just wasn't the case last year for a team that was 16th in points scored.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Just from watching them from afar on a week-in, week-out basis, definitely feels like things are solidified up front. I know there's a big mystery going on right now with what is going on with the rookie left tackle, Simmons. What can you tell us about that situation, and do you expect him to be back anytime soon for KC?
I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about it. I don't know if anybody has anything concrete. The Chiefs have said that it's a personal matter. I think most people can respect, you know, a person dealing with a personal right. issue. Honestly, at least when it comes to the Chiefs from an on-the-field perspective, it hasn't really changed anything. You know, the Chiefs went out in free agency and they got Jalen Moore. So he was Trent Williams' backup last year. They brought him in to be the left tackle. They then saw an opportunity to go get Josh Simmons. They pick him up. So they had 2 left tackles. Now that Simmons is gone, and there is an uncertainty of when he's going to come back. So I said this on my radio show. So yesterday, so Thursday, was, you know, the Chiefs' first practice back. You know, Tuesday you're off, Wednesday, Monday Night Football, Thursday was their first practice. I said that if he's not back by Thursday, if I was the coach, he's not playing for us until after the bye week. So the Chiefs have this game against the Commanders. They turn right around and go on the road and play Buffalo in a game that obviously has major implications yes. for the one seed, all of those kind of things. I don't know if you can play a guy who hasn't been around the team in the last 3 weeks, hasn't practiced, you don't know his conditioning, his mental, whatever it could possibly be. So I think we're talking about maybe 2-3 weeks before we can even entertain the possibility of what can happen with Josh Simmons.
Talk to me about this Kansas City run game, Carrington. I know Isaiah Pacheco has been used. I know Kareem Hunt's been used. I know the rookie Breshad Smith has been used. How do you expect them to deploy those guys Monday night coming up against Washington?
That's a good question. I mean, one thing that I've kind of been banging the drum since the offseason.
I love Breshad Smith, by the way. I wanted him here in D.C., just electric out of the backfield.
Yeah, he's been really good. You know, the Chiefs, they kind of go for a type. You know, they had Jerick McKinnon, they had C.J. Spiller, they had Samaje Perine. I think Breshad Smith kind of fits that role. If you add up the three running backs, so Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt's actually a little bit banged up right now. He didn't practice yesterday. We'll see if he practices on Friday. And then you add Breshad Smith. All of their running backs are averaging 3.8 yards per carry. I don't think that's enough. I think you're going to need to run the football effectively. It just hasn't mattered, at least in these last three games, with the passing attack the way that it is. Mahomes is back to being the favorite for the MVP. The Chiefs' offense is back. It's been electric. So the run game conversation has kind of died down a little bit in Kansas City. But I've been kind of one of the few people, hey, you got to run the football effectively. Football is a line of scrimmage game. You got to be able to run the ball. But it just hasn't mattered for the last 3 weeks for Kansas City.
Flipping over to the defensive side of the football, feels like year in and year out, since Steve Spagnuolo's gotten there, this is perennially a top-10 group. They get after the passer. They're really young and fast in the secondary. They can play man. They can play zone. What, to you, has been the most impressive thing about this Chiefs defense in 2025?
That's a great question. I don't know if anything I think specifically really jumps out to me about the Chiefs, but I think it's a lot of what you just said. They're just solid across the board. They got a good defensive line. They got a good linebacker group. They got a lot of young and talented corners. They got a secondary that can take the football away. So I don't know if there's like one thing, like they don't really have that guy the way that, you know, a Myles Garrett or a Micah Parsons that you got to circle and you're like, oh, I'm worried about him. That's not really what Chris Jones has been for the last, you know, 2.5 years or so. Not that caliber of player, but certainly a very good player in the middle. And they're just the defense that just makes it work across the board. And they're doing it again this year.
Joined right now by our pal Carrington Harrison. You can give him a follow on the old X app at C.Harrison. Also, make sure you check him out on 96.5 The Fan in KC, weekdays 2 to 6. Carrington, when you were talking about this Commanders game on your show and getting geared up for this group, knowing that Jayden Daniels is not going to play, is there any, and I know this is probably wishful thinking for us down here, is there any doubt in your mind or any thought in your mind, rather, that they would overlook this Washington Commanders team heading into Monday night?
I mean, I think it's difficult to kind of quantify overlook. I mean, I will tell you this. There's not a lot of buzz for this game.
Yeah.
And some of that, I think, might be the fact that the Chiefs, they just play in these nationally televised games.
It's nothing,
so
man. Look.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, this team had Sunday Night Football a couple of weeks ago. You know, they're always on the Nance and Romo 325 right. Tom Brady's in town game. So, like, Monday Night Football against the Commanders, especially when in the same week you go on the road and play Buffalo, it kind of changes the conversation. Honestly, a lot of the talk this week regarding the Commanders has been about Marcus Mariota and the last time that he was in town. If you remember, that was back in 2017. He was the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, and they beat the Chiefs. That was actually the last year that the Chiefs didn't at least make it to the AFC Championship game. So it's been a lot more conversation about that than I would say about individually this Commanders game. That's obviously going to pick up on game day on Monday, but there hasn't been a whole lot of buzz for this one.
For our fans here locally, you get to cover what may go down as the greatest quarterback of all time, talking about Patrick Mahomes. They've had just a litany of success ever since he's taken over, but there have been some rough patches, Carrington, and I think that is how I would describe the sophomore season for one Jayden Daniels. He's been in and out of the lineup, and even when he has been in the lineup, he just, to me, hasn't tapped into that 2024 Offensive Rookie of the Year as much as I'd like to. For our fans here in D.C., how do you guys deal with off Mahomes outing, and what is the conversation like usually off of a, you know, sloppier Mahomes performance?
I've been quoting this season. I watched that Cowboys documentary on Netflix.
The goods.
And
yes.
I remember Michael Irvin in there said that the road to a championship is rarely smooth. It's bumpy. I would say with Kansas City, what makes Mahomes very, very unique as a superstar is they haven't really had many highs. I mean, they haven't had many lows. They've had obviously a lot of highs. But you got to think, Mahomes' first season as a starter, they go to the AFC Championship game. He goes toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. They then won a championship in his second year as a starter, and that's basically been the case throughout. So, like, you know, most superstars, you kind of go through that ebb and flow. You know, Michael had to lose to the Pistons. You know, the famous Steve Young, where they're pulling the monkey off of his back. Michael, you know, I mean, like, there's all of these examples. Kevin
right.
Durant, you know, like, there's so many of these examples. Mahomes is one of the few superstars that just, he never really had to go through it. You saw pretty early on that he was special, and, you know, he didn't have that heartbreaking playoff loss where we question if he could win in the postseason right. or not. He's just always won at a really high level.
Yeah, spoiled is what you are, my friend, is what 100%. I would say, bro. It is it's awesome to watch from afar. I like Patrick Mahomes, the person, man. I think he's a stand-up individual, works his tail off, seems like the ultimate leader. I want to go back to this Kansas City defense here for a second.
Actually, really quick, if I can cut you off real quick, just make this point about Patrick Mahomes. And, like, this is the thing that we kind of run into in Kansas City is, like, the Chiefs have the perfect quarterback, right? So, like, I think whenever we're having these conversations, at least in Kansas City, you probably hear this too, is, like, no other quarterback can measure up because every other quarterback, for the most part, has some warts. Like, Josh Allen is incredible. I think he's the second-best quarterback in the league. Josh Allen's never been to the Super Bowl, never beaten Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. Lamar Jackson is one of the best regular season quarterbacks we've ever seen, but we've seen his struggles in the postseason.
Right.
We see the criticism toward Jalen Hurts. Like, I think Mahomes' perfection, and I put that in quotes, it has just made it harder for everybody else because everybody else has a very human resume where Mahomes, sure, they've gotten blown out in Super Bowls, but, you know, when you're just turning 30 and you've already been to five and won three of them and got two MVPs and none of your other contemporaries have a Super Bowl other than Jalen Hurts, it just changes the conversation and it just swings it so much in your favor. So where you look at every other good quarterback, Chiefs fans kind of look down or thumb their nose at everybody else because nobody's done anything close to what Patrick has done.
He's in a class of his own. Two quick scheme questions on the way out, Carrington. We appreciate you making some time. Knowing what Washington is dealing with offensively, no Jaden Daniels, the potential return of McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, do you expect this to be one of those performances where, one of those game plans, rather, where Spags is trying to heat Marcus Mariota up? Or do you think this is one of those things where they want to sit back and not give up the explosive?
Yeah, I mean, Spags is always going to dial up the pressure. He's always going to bring the heat. So I think that's a given, at least when it comes to this. One thing I at least do want to point out in this conversation with you is, like, this season has shown you can't overlook or disrespect anybody in the league.
Right.
I think there's, like, four or five really good teams in the league, and you would probably put Kansas City in that conversation, even though they're 4-3. And technically, like, today, if the playoffs started, the Chiefs wouldn't be in the playoffs.
Which
but I think
crazy.
They're the best team in the AFC. So it's just so weird. But I would say, like, once you get out of the top three or four teams, whoever you think those teams are, man, teams 5 through 21 are just so interchangeable right now in the league. Like, you might not like the Chargers. I like the Chargers. I might like the Broncos. You might not like the Broncos, the Commanders, the Vikings, like all of these teams. So, like, you can't go into any of these games thinking, oh, we got this one. It's easy. Yeah, maybe against the Jets or the Saints. But again, yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
But against everybody else, like, you got to be on your P's and Q's. You got to keep your eyes open because almost anybody in this league can get you right now. Think about the Giants. The Giants lost to the Saints. And then 4 days later, beat the Eagles.
Which is crazy.
The Giants gave the Broncos everything they could handle. It's like the league is weird right now.
There's a lot of teams in that upper middle class is what I would call it, Carrington. I'll let you go on this, my friend. Offensively, how do you expect Kansas City to try and attack a Washington defense that's given up some of the most explosives in the NFL?
I don't know how you really defend Kansas City right now. I don't know what you try to take away. Like, if you're talking about making them one-dimensional, okay. I mean,
good luck.
Rice can hit you 400. Worthy can hit you 400. Kelsey can hit you 400. Tyquan Thornton's had a game where he had 90 yards receiving. Juju might have 50 yards. Like, this is the first time in a while where the Chiefs just got guys. They got a lot of different options. I feel like there was a stretch there for about 2 years. It was kind of, well, if you could take Kelsey away, there's nobody else that can beat you. Right now, they can beat you over the top. They can beat you intermediate. They can just beat you with Mahomes on 3rd and 12, just runs for a first down. Right. Like, there's a lot of different ways this offense can attack people. At this point, I think you've got to anticipate that Kansas City is going to score at least 27 points. So the question is, can the Commanders either force a couple of turnovers, or can they win this game 31-27?
Real quick on the way out, your prediction for this one.
I got to take Kansas City in this one. I mean, right now we're at the point where I would take Kansas City against any team in the National Football League. That wasn't the case earlier in the year. Like, I picked the Eagles to win that game.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's been times I picked against them. I thought the Lions were going to be a lot more competitive than they were. But with the way Kansas City is competing on offense and defense and at home, it's just hard for me to pick against them in this game, especially when I know the Chiefs played last week. I mean, Chris Jones, for example, he played in 23 snaps last week. So the Chiefs are coming into this game kind of rested after last
week's blowout
against the Raiders.
But I say, don't tell me that, Carrington. It seems like it has the potential to get ugly on Monday. Hopefully Washington is able to compete. Brother, I appreciate you making some time for us, man. Wish we had longer. Huge fan of yours, as you know, man. Keep killing it and have a good show today, my brother.
Absolutely, man. I'm pulling for you guys, man. I'll catch you down the road.
Yes, indeed. That is Carrington Harrison, one of the absolute best, talking all things Kansas City Chiefs. We'll take a quick time out. We come back. More of the Burgundy and Gold today, next here on the Team 980.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.